Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know our $1,000 cash stimulus on Alice starts this morning.
What?
Yep. An hour from now, we'll be giving you the code word for you to text in. There's going to be 11 chances a day. 11 straight hours on the fives. You're going to have your chance to win $1,000 cash on Alice.
I want to win money.
That's right, honey boo boo. God, remember
when
that was a
thing? Redneck now.
You better redneck
now. Where is that girl?
I don't know. She's probably about 15 or 16 now, maybe older.
She has a TV, a reality show on Wii TV.
Does she?
Yeah.
And how is that? What's that all about?
It's actually kind of sad because, you know, her mom's into drugs.
Yeah.
And, like, basically took all the money, and now she's living with her sister, Pumpkin.
Oh. Yeah. So it's Boo Boo and Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Take on the world.
Yeah. It's, I forget what it's called, but it was called for Mama Hot from Not. Hot to Not, or Not to Hot, because it was about her weight loss journey.
Yeah,
the mom.
Yeah.
And then she
so it started
went
with that, and then she just went off a deep end,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She got hot and took up drugs.
Yep.
Well, drugs will help you lose weight, they say. You know. Honey Boo Boo, how many followers does she have?
She has 869,000 followers.
She got a lot of followers.
Wow.
A lot of headshots in there, just a lot of tight stuff.
I'm pretty sure I don't have anywhere near that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Neither do I.
No. I'd love some more followers. Clarky Clark on Instagram. Ben Hassan on Instagram. Did Jesus. Is it Nicole DeJesus with a line between?
Mm-hmm.
Underscore?
Yeah.
DeJesus. It's not DeJesus, is it?
Yeah, I can't change it.
No S.
And Brittany Boy.
You can't change it. Why can't you change it?
I don't know. It won't let me. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Come on.
You won't even. Don't worry about it.
You're a big time producer.
Come on. Wow, look at her page. That is. She is definitely into purple. Boy. All right. Let's not look at pictures. Okay. So anyway, you better recognize 1 hour from now, the cash stimulus begins on Alice. Mm. Check this out. Corey Rosen is our sponsor for the Celebrity Trash. Corey Rosen. Our Corey Rosen.
Our very own.
Our very own. And Bats Improv's Corey Rosen has written a book. It's funny, it's educational, it's even interesting. Just ask him. It's somehow already reached number one new release in the categories of public speaking and speech. You ready for the name? Your Story, Well Told, Creative Strategies to Develop and Perform Stories That Wow an Audience, How to Sell Yourself.
Nice. After that title, he ends it with How to Sell Yourself?
Yep.
Wow.
How to, in parentheses at the bottom, how to sell yourself. Here, once again, Corey Rosen, the Celebrity Trash, brought to you by Corey Rosen's book, Your Story, Well Told, Creative Strategies to Develop and Perform Stories That Wow an Audience, in parentheses, How to Sell Yourself.
It's also coming out March 30th, so.
Wait,
oh, it's not out yet.
How is it at the top of the new releases when it's not even out yet?
I think that's a made up tag.
Did you make that up?
No. That's what he said, you know, so I'm sure.
Then how is it there? What is it, pre-orders?
Yeah, you know how Amanda Gordon has her book that's almost sold out, even though it's not written
it's
yet?
Pre-orders? So yeah, you're telling me there's so much buzz about Corey Rosen's new book, which has a 30-word title.
Yeah, I would. If it's not too late, he should consider changing that title. Tighten that up.
I think it's too late.
How about your story?
Supposed to be a plug.
Your
guys,
story well told. Well, he should have. Yeah. You know, he needed to talk to us first, obviously. Although he is already at the he's the number one new release in the categories of public speaking and speech.
Right. So at some point we'll have him on to talk about that book.
Sure. Yes. How's that going? Like that. Yeah. Give his own. He can review his own book. Corey Rosen.
That
the book
sounds
review.
A little biased, but we'll have him on with Hooman. You know.
Oh, and he maybe he could give Hooman some your story well told.
I'd like to give him some advice as he's out giving the rest of the world advice. Word economy in your title, dude. Word economy, less words.
It is interesting
in your title.
How it's, yeah, it's really word economy in general. Get to the point, I think,
yeah,
is the.
What are you, Fiona
are
Apple? You need
doing?
A 20 minute
well
title to your
Corey
book.
Rosen, don't buy his book.
No, buy his no, book. Buy the guy's book. Actually very just, talented, you know. Very funny, but terrible title writer. You know, what's he doing? Look, if any, look, what do they say? Any publicity is good publicity. We're talking about his book for 3 minutes.
That is true.
You're yeah. welcome, Corey Rosen. You just got $20,000 worth of promotion. Number one, Corey Rosen wrote a book. He is one of the, like, one. You know how, like, I always think about Michael Franti. He's just so positive. Like, mm-hmm. Corey Rosen, mm-hmm. he's had some adversity. They've been through the ringer the last few years. And he's a positive guy. He's like yeah. looking to have a good time and be happy, and he wants to help people. He's a good guy. Corey
very
Rosen,
nice soul.
Got a book. Yeah, he's a very nice person. All right. So ESPN is not just here in America. It's a worldwide thing because, you know, the beautiful game, and there's, you know, plenty of sports in other places.
Cricket,
not just here.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's the curling? I'm sure there's an ESPN
people
for curling.
Love horses.
There's right.
a million
yeah.
ways people compete.
Sports all over the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in Colombia, they love their ESPN. And they've got, let's see, 6 anchors sitting around a desk.
This is Colombia specific, or is it just like
Colombia specific?
Espanol.
Nope, Colombia.
Okay.
ESPN, Colombia. So there's the six of them sitting around, and they're widely, they have to make gigantic desks these days for these panels. Yep. These guys used to all be squeezed into like a 10-foot space, and now it's like, it's got to be 30 feet around that desk. Each one mm-hmm. of them has six feet between them. So the guy to watch, Vinny, is the one on the left. Don't play it yet. So
The
dark jacket on the far left, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're seeing the words in the right.
No,
order.
I just see there's a couple people on the left as it circles around.
Far
you
left.
Mean the very
yep.
closest guy to
very
me, the
closest
far left.
Guy.
Okay, got it.
So they're doing a report on whatever it is they're reporting on, and you start to hear some like, and here's what happens.
All right.
Here we go.
Whoa, what just happened?
Yeah, well, part of the wall that holds the TVs and the, you know, those screens and stuff has just
show that again.
Completely fallen on this guy. Did you already put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook?
Yeah, it's so up on the Sarah and Vinny
Facebook. Okay, you can
page.
Watch this with us. It is worth a watch. Here we go.
Oh.
Now you got to watch it.
Oh, it totally lands on his back.
Oh.
And his head bounces off the desk.
It just misses his head from behind, too. But
it does.
Yes,
it hits him like upper mid back.
That's a body slam.
That is. Look at the thickness of that wall, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a, he gets smushed 100%.
And so what happened to him?
He's okay.
What?
I wouldn't show it to you if the guy had croaked. There's a guy, Francisco Javier Velez was addressing the elimination of Juventus from the Champions League when a loud crash interrupted his report. The crash was the falling wall and it landed directly on this guy whose name is... Carlos Orduz. They immediately cut away from the guy who just got crushed and panned back to Velez, who has to continue on.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
as
his
he's
face,
looking over at
he's
it
all
going, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
Someone saying in his ear, keep going. I don't know why. Can we address what just happened? He attempts to keep his composure. He quickly cuts to a commercial break, and after the show, Orduz took to Twitter to explain he was not hurt in the incident. He wrote it in Spanish, though, so I don't know what it says, I assume. Oh, here it is translated. To those who wrote to me and greeted me about the accident last night, I must tell you I am fine, thank God. After the medical checkup of the respective examinations, any issue was ruled out, only a bruise and a blow to the nose, no fracture. greetings and thanks. So he smashed his nose, but it's only, he probably has blackened eyes. And he said he's fine. And he actually got in front of a camera to say it later that day. So he's, you know, I'm proving it to you. That wasn't just someone writing on my account, on the dead guy's account. If you have not yet seen this, it is, you can't believe that this guy's fine. Mm-hmm. After having seen it, it's we put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Take a look. That is again ESPN Colombia anchor crushed on air by falling set wall, and he's miraculously fine.
That
his
is
nose looks a little swollen.
No, I hadn't seen that, by the way, at all.
My God,
hadn't heard about it, hadn't seen it. So that's a first timer.
It's one of those things that is just starting to make its way around. Okay, William Shatner's birthday. That is the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
How old is he now? Is he, is he 89?
He's older than that. And and that's why I'm doing this story, because I was very surprised by how old he is. It's, and actually 89 is older than I would have guessed.
I know he's been around a long time.
Well, sure. I mean, he's definitely, I mean, I want to say the first Star Trek, the first James T. Kirk appearance was in the 60s. And, you know,
and he was probably older than we think
30,
then.
Probably, you know, around 30, in his 30s anyway, right? Uh-huh. And that was 56, oh my God. Wow. Was that like 60 years ago? Holy crap. Anyway, he is turning 90. Mm-hmm. Joining the ranks of other super old people, Clint Eastwood, James Earl Jones, Robert Duvall.
Clint Eastwood has finally, for a long time, I felt like that guy will never age. And he was
finally starting to look
old. But he definitely looks elderly now. For a long time, I want to say in his 70s, and
still
he looked as
amazing.
Good as ever.
Still sexy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw he's in some kind of movie recently. I feel like I've even seen stuff for it during the pandemic, like something where he's driving a truck.
I don't know
either. Anyway, the New York Post is saying that he's not going to celebrate until July because COVID.
Right.
He's going to do a party and he's going to sell tickets to it. So you're a Kirk fan, Star Trek fan. This might be your last chance to see him.
We're off Clint Eastwood now. We're back.
We are back now to.
And we're back.
The original story. We just, you know, sidetracks. It happens.
Right. No,
show.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. So
Bill
you're
Shatner.
Saying, right.
Yeah. William Shatner, the captain of the Star Trek Enterprise, Jim Kirk. He has his 90th birthday is the 22nd of this month, and he's waiting until July to celebrate. The New York Post is saying he's going to celebrate with a party that features a replica of the Enterprise from Star Trek, which a fan built for him. And he was like, well, that's going to be perfect at my 90th birthday party. If you want to go to this, you can. The tickets are as low as $50. That's right. He's selling tickets. This is basically a Comic-Con for him only. I don't know if any of his other Star Trek friends will be there. I have actually heard he doesn't have a lot of friends left from that show. It looks like you can buy a ticket for $50, but for $1,500, you can get a special package, including dinner and a tour of his house or wherever they're having the party, plus an autographed photo. So $1,500. If you're a huge fan,
I don't mean I don't get it from the fan standpoint. I don't get it from his standpoint. Unless he somehow
needs the
blown
money.
Through all his money.
Can we
why
see what his
would
net
he
worth
be,
is? Look him
it
up.
It just seems like so. Like, what are you? You can't. You haven't been blessed enough. You've got to find another way to squeeze money out of people.
He's worth $100 million. So.
Yeah, what does he
that?
Need to do this for?
Well, maybe he's just trying
maybe
to
he's
show
just
love
shoring,
his,
yeah, yeah, shoring it up and right. I guess if he makes people pay, then it keeps every single dingle person out of there. I don't know what his motivation is.
Yeah, I don't like it. But
money, better red mechanize.
Better red mechanize.
Yep. And I'm going to end with this. There is a movie called Cocaine Bear. and it's based on a true story, which would, you would think, okay, that's some sci-fi CGI something or other, you know, Dean Cain, Debbie Gibson starring in Cocaine Bear. Sure. You'd be wrong. Elizabeth Banks is directing this. I don't have any casting on this, but the story is kind of crazy. It's a thriller, Cocaine Bear, being directed by Elizabeth Banks. It's based on the story of a guy named Andrew Thornton. Back in 1985, he was a
drug... The height of the cocaine craze.
Sure, right, exactly. He was a drug smuggler. He had actually started out as like a narcotics guy. He was a former narcotics cop who went... You know where the real money is? Smuggling drugs. Right. And I'm all in on this thing.
I know how to get away with it, too.
So, he, in 1985, this man, Andrew Thornton, in real life, dropped a duffel bag filled with 70 pounds of cocaine from his plane over Georgia on the way back from a drug run to Colombia. Colombia.
George.
Twice today. About a 200-pound bear found the bag, ate the contents, and died. So he was like, this is great. And he kept on coming back, and then he was freaking out and banging his head into trees and stuff and just, look, I got to get some more of that stuff. So I don't know how you get a whole movie out of this, but they say it's about this guy's story.
Well, you get a whole movie out of it because he's got female bears running around loving him everywhere he goes,
sure.
Right?
Little cocaine bear whores. I hear you. So this man, Thornton.
So stupid.
Bear strippers couldn't even take off any clothes.
Right, they just like have to lay down and show her their parts. Like, hey, take a look at this. You know? Most of the time, you can't really see it this clear. So this guy was a former narcotics cop who started smuggling. This particular run, the run in question. And by the way, I'm sorry, but there's major spoilers in this guy's story. Like, I'm going to tell you how it ends right now. Cocaine Bear. This happened September 11th of 1985.
Please tell me he didn't find a way to get the poop, get the coke out of his poop or something. And no,
it's worse than that him. He had dropped some of the coke because it was too heavy for his plane. Supposedly 70 pounds was all it would take to keep the plane
complete
in flight.
The flight.
Sometime after he drops the stuff in Georgia, I didn't even know they had bears in Georgia. He tries to jump out of the plane. So there's something going wrong with this plane because it does crash. Although if he was piloting it himself, maybe he left it on autopilot and went out to try to jump out. He gets all tangled up in his parachute and falls like a stone. He lands in some guy's driveway in Knoxville, Tennessee, and dies on impact. Spoiler alert. The plane crashed 60 miles away in Hayesville, North Carolina. When his body was discovered, he was wearing a bulletproof vest, Gucci loafers, night vision goggles, $15 million worth of coke, $4,500 in cash, gold Krugerrands, those gold coins, knives, and two pistols. Whoa. The body of the bear, so they didn't know anything about him dropping the 70 pounds. So they find this bear 3 months later. He's dead, spread out among the 40 open plastic containers and a bunch of cocaine residue. Like, the bear was an addict. They find this dead bear just like in the middle of this guy's drug stash. So anyway, Cocaine Bear, guys, coming to a theater near you at some point, directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Wait,
crazy story, right?
So there's no possible way everyone goes happily ever after into the sunset?
No, but it sounds like there's a backstory there that needs to be told. Because I just feel like they told me the whole story. And I just told you. It's ruined. We'll never speak of this again. You'll forget what happens by the time you see the movie. Don't worry. There it is, Cocaine Bear. I effing love cocaine.
Look at this, man. It's just the bear in the snow. It looks like coke, though.
All right. I am done.
Oh, thanks,
up?
Bryn. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe that was the actual cocaine bear. Okay.
In case you didn't notice.
That was from his Instagram before he croaked, right? It's bad. I don't know what's coming up in the news.
That's something, though. After
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.